This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. Mr. Modi said the journey from being a developing to developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said 25 crore people of the country have moved out of poverty and become part of the new middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiative are fulfilling the dream of millions of people. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. After Prime Minister's reply, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address, negating the amendment of several opposition MP by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. A digital exhibition has been set up at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj to educate public about three new criminal laws in the country. The laws are Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhinam. The new laws were implemented nationwide on 1st July last year. The new laws represent a historic shift in India's judicial system, introducing a new framework to address contemporary challenges like cybercrime and organized crime while ensuring justice for the victims. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said that the Sheikh Mujibur Rahman is a symbol of heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression. He added that all those who value the freedom struggle that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of this residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. Vidarbha Mega Industrial Expo, Business Conclave and Investment Summit Advantages Vidarbha 2025 will be inaugurated this morning by Union Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Nagpur. The three-day industrial extravaganza will see participation from industry leaders, government department and PSUs, including an industrial exhibition with more than 300 stalls of various products and industries, out of which 100 stalls have been reserved for micro and small-scale enterprises, MSMEs. The 38th Surajkund International Craft Fair, a unique confluence of colors, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. Union Tourism and Cultural Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will be the chief guest on the occasion. The program will be presided over by Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. Addressing a press conference about the event yesterday, State Tourism and Heritage Minister Dr. Arvind Sharma said Madhya Pradesh and Odisha are participating as a theme state at the fair. In Jammu Kashmir, on the second straight day yesterday, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah continued pre-budget consultation with stakeholders, emphasizing that feedback from public representatives is crucial as they remain directly connected with the people. 9th Asian Winter Games 2025 are scheduled to be held in Harbin, China from today to 14th of this month. In a landmark move to foster winter sports in India, the government has approved the participation of Indian contingent in the Asian Winter Games. And that is for today's news bulletin.